This is the Gaza Dispatch audio briefing for June 9, 2026. Here are the key source-backed developments from today's edition. 1. Israel puts Palestinian doctor in solitary confinement after 17 months held without charge. Dr. Hussam Abu Safia, now in cell barely big enough to sit in, says Sun, after UN experts demanded his release in March. The son of a prominent Palestinian doctor, who was detained by Israeli forces in Gaza in late 2024 and held for more than 500 days without formal charges, has spoken of his deep concern for his father's well-being after he was transferred without explanation to solitary confinement in a maximum security prison. Dr. Hussam Abu Safia, the director of Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza, was detained at work on 27 December 2024. Physicians for Human Rights. Israel said last week it had received information indicating that the 53-year-old had been transferred from Katziat prison to Ramon prison, part of the Ganat prison complex, where he had been put in solitary confinement. PHRI said it had not been told the reasons for the transfer. This was reported by The Guardian. 2. Italy's foreign minister slams Israel's Ben-Gvir over flip-flop comments. The row erupted after Italy said it was investigating the far-right minister over treatment of Gaza flotilla activists. This was reported by Al Jazeera. 3. Countless more lives at risk as Israel shuts Gaza crossings. Rights organizations tell The New Arab that shutting Gaza's crossings risks accelerating starvation and cutting off vital supplies. This was reported by The New Arab. 4. Ben-Gvir under investigation in Italy over Gaza flotilla abuses. Italy subsequently asked the European Union to discuss sanctions against Ben-Gvir, while France has decided to ban Ben-Gvir from its territory. This was reported by The New Arab. 5. Israel releases Palestinian women's footballer Rand Halawani. There are 59 female Palestinians held in Israeli prisons, according to a statement by the Palestinian Prisoners Club. This was reported by The New Arab. 6. A third of Labour MPs urge UK to ban Israeli settlement trade. Almost 140 Labour lawmakers demanded the government ban trade with settlements as the Israeli government accelerates the de facto annexation of the West Bank. This was reported by The New Arab. For the full source-backed dispatch, read the June 9, 2026 Gaza edition at dispatches.thebluefernco.com.